Comes the pressure. Roethlisberger just lofts it to the end zone, and it's caught by Juju Smith-Schuster. Jones steps up, launches downfield, and Slayton caught. Touchdown, Giants. And the New York Giants cash in the first deep strike of the season. Pressure. Roethlisberger escapes, and he'll take off. Big Ben rumbling and sliding for a first down. Roethlisberger looks right. Slant. Knocked down. Still fighting for the end zone is Washington. He's in. The Steelers take the lead. Roethlisberger on third and four. Fires to the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown by Smith-Schuster. And a big night for Juju. This is fun. This is what he had in mind.
My, how things change, Bob. That was the last time the Steelers played the Giants. The date was September 14th, 2020. We were young and foolish then. Joe Judge was the Giants coach. And the roster, the Steelers roster. I mean, look at their main offensive weapons. Benny Snell football, who had a great game. James Conner, Chase Claypool, Jalen Samuels, Juju, Wrong Way Johnson, James Washington, Eric Ebron, and Vance McDonald. They don't call it a not-for-long league for nothing. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable how short a lifespan some of these guys have.
But guess who quarterbacked the Giants that night?
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones went 26 of 41 for 279, two touchdowns, two picks, three sacks, and he ran around a little bit. They got some of the same guys. Defensively, the Steelers have, you know, a handful of guys, if that many. Do they even have, yeah, they have Cam, TJ, and Minka. Other than that, it was Mike Hilton, Vince Williams, Terrell Edmonds, Devin Bush, Joe Hayden, Bud Dupree. Wow. So I was thinking about that this morning, Bob, as well as thinking about you and how excited I was to see you. And I know you were thinking the same.
I was thinking about your golf game, how close you came to shooting a sub-40 front nine.
I know.
One shot,
which was a chunked approach on number nine that I'll now live with for the rest of my life. But I feel good today. I feel happy. You look happy. City Limits never looks unhappy. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, Joe. Bob, you missed an incredible day of Joe singing for the masses yesterday at PetFest.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
You would have been great there, Bob. We needed you there. I took the mic and sang some Malzy Christmas carols.
Did you take your shirt off?
Thought about it, but no.
He did that before, you know.
Did a little stand-up comedy routine there that I think people enjoyed coming over the loudspeakers. My favorite joke, of course, is I gave a speech in a cornfield last night. Bob asked me how it went.
How did your speech in the cornfield go?
Good. They were all ears.
I like that kind of corny stuff.
Yeah,
I do.
So do I. Corny. See, there you go. Limits, did you like that one? I thought it brought the house down.
I did, yes. It brings the children of the corn to life.
It really does.
You either get a laughter reaction to that or one of those, oh. You
know, I got nothing
in between.
Yeah. You got a lot of,
People hated me, and for good reason. You also might remember that night, Saquon Barkley had 15 carries for how many yards? Six.
I was going to say 14.
6 yards. So the Steelers shut him down. But the other reason I'm thinking about that, the Giants, how quickly things changed in the NFL, and wondering if this is the Steelers' best team since then. I think, again, tonight, there's an opportunity here to announce yourself in such a way that, listen, we're a good team. Because good teams go out and smash a team like the Giants tonight at home on a Monday night. They smash them. Good teams win
good teams, but
by big margins.
The NFL is not littered with a bunch of great teams right now. And what happens is you see as many close games, one possession games, as you did yesterday every week.
Can the Steelers announce themselves as such? Do you think this is their best team since then? That was a pretty good football team, Bob. I think we've gone overboard the other way in looking back on 2020. In the end, it was, what did they get to, 11-0? I think that was built on whatever the phrase is, smoke and mirrors, string and
And I think people saw that it was going to fall apart a little bit. Never to the point where they would lose five in a row and then in the playoff game get blown out the way they did.
But having said that, there was a reason. You don't just get to 11-0 by blind luck either. The Bud Dupree injury hammered them. He was borderline great at that point in his career before that injury. And that's a good defense that I just read to you. Cameron Hayward, T.J. Watt, Mike Hilton, Bince, Stephon Tuitt, Hayden, Aloalo, good Bud Dupree, Steven Nelson, Minka. That's a good defense.
And much younger than they are right now, the ones who remain.
Right.
So they were.
And Ben got off to a great start that year. For like 8 or 9 games, he was great, including that night. 21 of 32, 229, 3 TDs, no picks. I dare say there hasn't been, and this is just a random game, I don't think anybody since he left has had a game as good as that, including Russell Wilson last week. That's an unbelievable game right there.
It really is. And if you're asking me the question, is this their best team since then? The answer is yes. But how good can they be? The answer to me is still up in the air.
And tonight will be another show,
right? Because I want to see more from Russell Wilson, a quarterback.
Yeah.
And if he could recapture any of what he had in his Seattle days, which, you know, a few years ago. Now, we're getting up there in age, but I think that's going to be a big step for them to take. And it starts tonight with this game on primetime. But, again, look back to last year, Joe. They had a primetime game, I think it was Thursday, though, against New England. Bailey Zappe came in and took advantage of them in that game, and everybody thought that was a gimme game.
I am so glad you mentioned that as well, Bob, because I have to believe that this team is better than last year's team. But last year's team was looking pretty good at that point, if you recall, because they had fired Matt Canada. They came out and beat the Bengals in Cincy. Not a great Bengals team at that point. Pickett had one of the best games of his career, 278 yards passing. You're 7-4. You're rejuvenated in a lot of ways, and you have Arizona and New England next on the schedule. But to your point, A, it's the NFL. B, those Steelers were unmasked in those games as being a very average football team, right?
Right. But I think the quarterback play had something to do with that. So we'll see what happens here tonight and with this Russell Wilson-led team, what they're able to do, especially against a team that cannot stop the run like the Giants' defense. And the way Najee Harris has been running, I would imagine that's one of those bets you want to make over under on his yards. But, you know, again, it's the NFL. And yesterday, if you look at it, I counted 11 games that were down to one possession.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's a lot of one possession games at the very end.
And it was also defense, though. It was quarterback. It was a lot of things. I mean, the Bailey Zappe Patriots came in here and put 303 yards up. And he and 21 first half points. It was one of the most embarrassing first halves in the Mike Tomlin era to have Bailey Zappe come in and have a team put 21 on you in the first half. So are these guys way better? See, I think tonight is a testing ground for is this a really good team? Because you come out tonight and you dominate and you show that. Or maybe you struggle a lot, still win the game, but you sort of show that, we're sort of with everybody else here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, or you lose, and then you start to worry, are they going to become unmasked like the 2020 team and like last year's team? That's why this game holds a lot of interest for me. I think it can tell a lot.
I totally agree. And I think it's helpful for them that it's on a night game in Monday, you know, where they've had a very strong record, and it also precedes a bye week. And then I think you're really going to get, you want a statement? The next three games after the bye week will tell you a lot about the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think, more so than this game will.
And opportunities there, and the idea of banking wins. We've been talking about that since the schedule came out, since this ridiculous Steelers schedule came out. We all said, well, what's the minimum that they need to be going into that bye? And I don't know one person who didn't say they've got to be 6-2 at least, right?
And how they arrived there is a little different than maybe what I thought. But, yes, 6-2 was something you wanted to get those wins in your pocket, move on to the very difficult part of their schedule. Although I wonder, you know, we thought the schedule was one way to begin with. Now I wonder what it looks like from now looking at it. Because even though I think Joe Burrow is still the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, their defense is awful. And I don't know that the Steelers are going to struggle with them as much as they might the Cleveland Browns, which is strange to say because their defense is much better.
Well, here, Bob, you're reading my mind this morning, which I commend
you
for.
Is that, wow. I mean, we have something going here.
Because that was my next issue here was, all right, what about the second half of the schedule? Because I keep hearing people say, oh, it's way easier than we thought. Is it? Because the first team they play is in first place in the NFC East. They're way better than anybody could have imagined. That's Washington. Then you got Baltimore. Cleveland is a couple of wins lower maybe than I thought they would be, but they're about what I thought they'd be. Plus, I agree with our friend Donnie Football, and we look back fondly on Donnie Football Friday, don't we, Limits?
Always. And how about the prediction from Nick Costos about the Ravens game, too, from Friday?
I'd forgotten about that. Yes.
He said the Browns would cover. I think he even said the Browns would win.
I think he did.
Andrew Filippone said the Browns would win. And that's big headlines.
Usually his predictions come out the exact
opposite.
Yeah,
but that was absolutely correct, yeah.
What a weekend for Pony, huh? Syracuse football and then getting the Browns right?
Yeah. He was at least 1-1, Bob. What was I saying? Washington is way, way better than anybody could have imagined. Baltimore, even though they struggled yesterday, is really good, just like we thought they'd be. And, oh, yeah, I agree with Donnie Football from last week that I think that the energy has completely shifted in Cleveland. And what I saw, I don't care what their record is, what I saw as two easy games with Deshaun Watson in there have suddenly changed. The whole energy around that franchise in that locker room, I'm imagining, on the field has shifted because that guy isn't there anymore. You could tell. You watched the game yesterday? Couldn't you tell that?
Oh, yeah. There's no question. It was almost like it was some sort of anchor that was holding them down and they couldn't get out from under it. And all of a sudden, that's gone. And even though Jameis Winston, I think, is just an average quarterback, quite frankly, he played well, and it was a breath of fresh air for that team. And you know, you got a healthy Nick Chubb now working with you. I thought Cedric Tillman was really good. I can't believe Baltimore let him go behind at the end of the game after Kyle Hamilton had the game won. An interception was right in his hands.
A nice soft throw right in his hands.
It was a terrible throw by Winston, but he got away with it. And the very next play, boom.
So, all right, let's just go through it. Washington, November 10th, way better than we thought. Baltimore's about what we thought, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, their offense is better than what I thought. I knew it would be good, but it's really good.
Defense might be worse. So, yes. One thing Baltimore doesn't have, Bob, is a closer pass rush. You know what I mean? A closing pass rush. They didn't have it yesterday. They needed to get pressure. They don't have that guy on right. that team. They just don't. They had to bring, like, seven people just to get near Winston on those final couple drives.
They're going to rely on what they've seen so far in their first seven games, eight games now, which is Lamar Jackson, the offense scores over 20 points in every single game. And that's how they're going to win games.
Yeah.
If you shut them down to some degree, you have a chance because I think their defense is going to give up over 20 a game.
Cleveland's about what I thought they would be. And you got them 2 out of 3 weeks. And then at Cincy, they're definitely worse than I thought, Bob. Their defense for sure, but somehow they still look very dangerous to me. They just do. They lost to the Chiefs by a point, Washington by 5, Baltimore in overtime. And then yesterday they got hammered by, I think, a good Philly team. And that brings us to Philly because they're on the schedule too. So to me, this schedule, and then you got Kansas City, who's unbeaten. The schedule still looks very daunting to me. Maybe it was a 10 out of 10 difficulty when we looked at it before the season. And now it's an 8.5 or a 9.
It's still difficult.
I'll grant you that, right. But it's very hard. Let's take a look, Bob, as you entertain the masses. I will look and see who has the hardest schedules the rest of the way.
Okay. I bet you the Steelers are up there in the top five. I'm not sure who else
I don't think they are because of the Browns and Bengals
records, but the Browns and
which
Bengals,
are deceiving.
They are, but they're divisional teams. And I still will look, regardless of what the numbers say, any of those division games can kill you. They can help you a lot if you go 5-1 like the Steelers did last year, or they can kill you because those teams you play in such a short period of time, these three teams over and over.
Right.
And
yeah, it's like college where these are rivalry games right. where they're often close because you know each other so well. The Steelers have the 12th hardest schedule. Would you like to know who has the hardest schedule?
Now, is that factoring from this point forward, or is that factoring the entire year now?
From this point forward, an unbelievable website.
Then I think it changed, because it was higher than, it was a harder schedule than that.
It was harder at one point, and then it became, for a little while, the easiest remaining schedule in the NFL. And now it's risen back to 12th. Tankathon.com, Bob. Tankathon.com.
That's one of your favorite sites.
You get updated draft order every day, updated draft order, or every week, plus you have remaining strength of schedule.
So who would have number one? Is it the Patriots?
Wrong.
No, the number one draft order.
Oh,
Patriots?
I don't know. I have to go back and look at the draft order. I was just pointing out the good points of
the
site. The
Browns were in there until they won yesterday, but go ahead.
All right, let's look at draft order.
It's got to be New England.
We'll satisfy Bob's request.
Or not Chicago, Cleveland.
Carolina won.
Okay, I forgot about Carolina.
The Fighting Mason Rudolphs, too.
Wow, they've jumped ahead of... Well, New England won yesterday. That took their shot away from that. Okay.
New England is tied with the New York Jets. I think of all the teams in the NFL or of any happening in the NFL right now, I'm taking the most pleasure out of the Jets turning into an absolute abomination. You?
Yeah, I think so. 0-3 since the coaching change. 0-2, Devontae Adams. Now probably they want to have a mulligan on both of those because they've been disasters since then. And Aaron Rodgers, who's he going to blame this week? He blames a lot of people, not himself. But who's he going to blame this week?
Well, you have Carolina 1. You have Tennessee 2. Then at 2-6, you have New England, Jets, Jacksonville, New Orleans, Vegas, and Cleveland. So here's the thing about poor, pitiful Cleveland. They can't win for losing, and they can't lose for winning. The best thing that could possibly happen to the Browns is to have the worst record in the NFL. It's the best thing that could possibly happen to them, and they would be tied with Carolina if they don't accidentally win that blanking game yesterday, Bob. Then Miami, the Giants, and Cincy at 11. The Steelers right now wouldn't draft until 25th. Wouldn't that be nice, Bob?
Yeah, that would be very interesting. It would be right where everyone seems to have them every year. It's in that 20 to 25 to 27 range, depending on how good or bad they are, but they never seem to crack anywhere near the top 10.
Well, here's the remaining strength of schedule that I wanted to get to. And yeah, the Steelers are 12th right now. I would argue that their schedule plays up a little bit. I would argue it's a top 10 strength of schedule. I mean, does anybody think the Bengals games are going to be easy with Burrow, Chase, and Higgins out there? No, of course not. The easiest schedule left is Chicago, Detroit, San Fran, and Cleveland. And Denver, by the way.
And Denver's 5-3.
I have to commend them. I thought they were not going to win maybe another game.
I told you, he was good yesterday. He had 3 touchdown passes, a 124 passer rating.
Baltimore is 8th easiest. And there's the Steelers. Or wait a second. Yeah, 8th easiest.
I thought you said they were 12th easiest.
Baltimore's 8th easiest.
Okay,
Steelers
Baltimore.
Are 12th easiest. The hardest. Oh, for God's sakes, Bob. Why am I confused here, Limits? I've lost my mind. If your strength of schedule the rest of the way is 632, that's the hardest, right?
Yes.
So Chicago has the hardest. Yeah, I'm back on track here. Steelers have the 12th hardest. Tampa Bay has the easiest. Houston has the 3rd easiest. Buffalo has one of the easiest. And by the way, in watching them, I was wrong about them. Their defense is actually much better than it was. They've added Amari Cooper. Cook is a star. They're in this mix.
Very much so. You can argue, I would say right now moving forward, they are a better team than Kansas City. Kansas City knows how to win. But if I'm looking at the talent spread over what I see, Kelsey's getting up there in age. Yeah, they target him a lot. They got nothing from Xavier Worthy. Rice is out. They brought in Hopkins. It remains to be seen what he's going to be to them.
I know, but if they played tomorrow in the AFC title game and
I would take Buffalo.
You would not.
Yes, I would take Buffalo.
If I said, Bob, you have to everything you own is at stake. You're taking Buffalo
well,
over
all,
Kansas City?
I don't make those kind of bets. I make a friendly bet with you.
I'm just saying, if I asked you, Buffalo
is a better team on paper
right now.
That's fine.
Baltimore might be too. San Francisco was. It doesn't matter. First of all, it's going through Arrowhead. They're 2 games ahead of everybody else. So you got to go into Kansas City and beat Mahomes.
And I think they have the people to do it. I think Josh Allen could, and he has before.
But you wouldn't bet on that. There's no way.
Well, I'm not going to bet everything, but I'm just telling you at this point, Kansas City, every time, and I watch them every week because we have all these screens down there,
yeah.
They somehow play down and they still win, like yesterday against Vegas. It was just an ugly game. And they make plays.
I know, they pace themselves. I'm convinced those guys and that team has an internal clock. They're going to get better. These games, they just trudge along until it matters. And then they go into Buffalo and into Baltimore and win in the playoffs like last year. Now, I will grant you this. Just the notion of three-peating. Nobody's ever done it. No,
just ask the Penguins what that year it was. It's tough. Everybody's shooting for you. And they will.
Which brings us back to the Steelers. What kind of shot do they have here? People called us delusional a few weeks back, and it looked like we were for a minute there. But I still think they're a legitimate contender in the AFC.
I do too, but I also think things can change, as we have seen. Two games into this, when they were 2-0, we were readjusting our predictions, and then we readjust them the other way once they lose a couple of games. I think it remains to be seen. What I do see is this. They have a very... to me, tremendous chance to get into the playoffs and for them, hopefully, get a home playoff game. There is enough separation here already. You can make the charge that you know the playoff teams in the AFC, barring some crazy turnaround by the Bengals, who win 8 in a row, by the Dolphins, who under Tua all of a sudden come back from the dead. The Chargers are still – but mostly, I can tell you, at least the top 5 teams in the AFC, I don't think that's going to change unless somebody collapses. So they're one of them. And now the question is, where do you seed? And seeding is a big deal because going into this past week, it would have been Steelers at Buffalo. Now it becomes Steelers at home hosting Denver. I'll be careful what you wish for on all these things. I'm just saying there's a long way to go. But I don't see them not making the playoffs as they sit here. And you expect to win tonight. If they get to 6-2, the percentage chance of them making the playoffs is like 86%.
They're making the playoffs. I feel very confident in that. But the question I'm going to pose to you and our friend Wonder Twin is simply a yes or no question, Bob. They're going to win the division.
Well, I said no at the beginning because I think the Ravens, I'm going to stick with the Ravens just because I picked them and I'm not going to go back and forth and flip-flop now. Because 2 weeks from now, if they lose to the Giants and Commanders, you'll be asking me the same question. You want to readjust your win total. I'm not readjusting. I think the Ravens still will win the division.
So the answer is no.
Right.
Wonder Twin?
I'm also saying no. I'm sticking with Baltimore, even though I predicted Cincinnati at the start of the year. I think it'll come down to the final week of the regular season. Baltimore will win it.
Let's try this again. It's a yes or no question. The Steelers will win the division. Bob?
We gave you the answer.
You didn't. Yes or no?
We have 4 hours to fill. We need a little.
We will fill.
We need a
and
little
BS. And that leads
BS.
Into the next topic.
You
this
heard
is like
our,
a political
you heard
debate
our answers.
Here.
Why
give
you,
an answer.
We did.
No. No.
We
thank
did.
You.
No.
They
we gave
win the
you
division?
An answer.
No. The answer is no.
No.
I say no as well. If they win emphatically tonight, will you change your mind? Yes or no?
No.
No, because I expect them to.
Will you change your mind? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Yes.
So you're going to put all of this on the Giants?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
You are. You're
yeah, man. If they come out and smash the Giants
they
tonight.
They should. You know,
but you just said in the NFL, you
right,
looked at
that's
all these
why,
yeah,
that's why
really
I'm saying
good teams do that. I think with a one-game cushion, it's not like Baltimore plays nobody the rest of the year either. One win is a giant swing, Bob, from 5-3 and tied to 6-2 and up one.
Right.
Going into your bye week.
So if they lose, you're going to totally collapse. You're going to then say the Steelers may not make the playoffs.
No,
I know you'll
no,
switch.
No, I didn't say that.
You may.
I didn't say that.
If they lose tonight 27-10, you'll come in here tomorrow and you'll say, well, my goodness.
I'll tell you what, things will look a lot different,
right?
Won't they?
They
but
do
I,
week
I
to
won't
week.
Switch to not making the playoffs because of the state of the AFC.
No, neither would I, but I'm just saying that's how crazy. This is a week-to-week league. And if you win two in a row, suddenly things change. If you lose two in a row, if they
look at Baltimore right now. They got Denver next. That's not easy,
that's not
Bob,
easy.
Is it?
No.
Then they got the Bengals. Okay, in a prime game, and the Bengals now have to win every week.
They have to win, what, 8 games here?
And the last I checked.
7 out of 9 is what they have to win.
The last
like
I checked, which was yesterday, the Ravens' pass defense is extremely vulnerable.
It's terrible, I think.
Then the Ravens come here. Do they have an easy game yet? No, they don't. Then they go to the Chargers for a night game. Then they play the Eagles. So the idea that Baltimore is going to coast, Baltimore has screwed up here.
I never said they were going to coast. I do think their offense is good enough to win games despite their defensive showing so far.
And they still have to play the Steelers another time. And lest I remind you, if lest is the right word there, Bob, and I'm not sure that it is, the Steelers own the Ravens pretty much lately. Then in their second last game on Christmas Day, the Ravens have to go into Houston.
Right. That's a big game, no doubt.
So to me, tonight, you go into your bye with a one-game lead in the division compared to tied is gigantic. There's only 17 of these things. People always, you know, are up in arms over changing opinions. I don't apologize for that. It's what happens on the field that changes my opinion. I thought the Commanders stunk before the season. They're 6-2. Now I think they're good. Sorry, I changed my opinion based on what I watched, for God's sakes. Bob?
Well, mostly Jaden Daniels has carried them. I don't think there's any question. His performance, more than anything, if you break down their roster, take away Terry McLaurin, you're going to end up with Jaden Daniels is the man who's making it all possible.
Imagine how big a home game would be. Just imagine what that is with all its advantages
it's
for
huge.
Your pass rushers, for everybody
right,
and everything
else. Despite what they've done in the past, it's still huge. And anytime you get a chance to do that here, it makes a big difference. Regardless of who they play.
And you know their games against the Ravens are going to be close. We may think the Ravens have a better roster. I do. And have a better quarterback. I do. But they're sitting here at 5-3. 5-3 with a pretty difficult schedule ahead that I just read to
people. That loss, it may be the one they look back on. It cost them a home field, some sort of seating issue. And they had it locked up if Kyle Hamilton makes the play. And they win the game. We're not talking about how badly they play defensively. We're talking about them. They're winning and getting to 6-2.
What about Rashad Bateman having the ball go right off his
right
face mask
face
in the
mask
sun?
Too.
And what about the injuries? Right now they're missing their two starting corners who are both really, really good. And they've lost to the Raiders and Cleveland. So while I think Baltimore's wildly talented and their offense is something to behold, their overall team, they're 5-3 and they've lost to Vegas and Cleveland. So again, what happens on the field makes a difference.
Well, if the Steelers should lose tonight, you'll say, well, they lost to the Giants, the Colts, and a bad Cowboys team.
Thank you, Bob, for ending my argument. I have no further questions.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. No,
it changes.
That's right.
It.
What happened? Unbelievably, what happens on the field actually changes our opinions about teams' limits, right?
Wow. Who would have thought?
Isn't that a revelation? No, you got to stick to your opinion.
No.
Washington still stinks.
This is why
no, they don't.
I get agitated sometimes, and I apologize for this. With preseason stuff, we talk about debate. Give me your Super Bowl pick. How's Pitt going to do after 3-9?
Yeah.
Nobody knows. We waste our time doing it, but
we
have radio to
fill.
It's fun. I get it.
And everybody's doing the same thing.
If you think that we know what's going on, nobody knows. You look at a roster. You know what Kansas City's going to be. I get that. You know what certain teams are. But you also know, and you know that things can change radically based on what happens.
Here's where you and I consistently disagree. The NFL is wildly unpredictable week to week. It ain't that unpredictable overall. You or I could have said the Bills. Well, if the Steelers win the division, that'll be different. Bills, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs were going to win their division, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody would have said Washington. They're the surprise team. And then the Niners are struggling.
Oh, I think Denver is going to prove some people wrong.
Denver will be a surprise if they get that far. Let's see if they do.
Yeah.
We'll see.
There's still a lot of football left. And injuries play a significant role in this stuff. And hopefully the Steelers won't find any more key people going down to injury.
I don't want the Steelers to be last year's Steelers, where a crap team comes in here for a night game and embarrasses them. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're better than last year. I think they've upgraded radically at the quarterback position. I know Mason Rudolph had a couple magical games. You saw him yesterday. We know what Mason Rudolph is in the end, right? He's a backup quarterback. A couple really good games against the broken Bengals and against a terrible Seattle defense. And I commend him for that. He sparked the season. They've radically upgraded at quarterback. They've radically upgraded at offensive coordinator. And those are two pretty big areas for any football team. In fact, if I was ranking areas for a football team, I would put quarterback first above all, head coach second, and offensive coordinator third. How about you?
Well, I have
or defensive coordinator.
I mean,
yeah.
I think those guys are just as important. But yeah, and when you say radically, I'm going to reserve that word yet for radically. I want to see more of Russell Wilson. I want to see more of radical.
Even if it's Justin Fields, he's way better than Pickett or Rudolph, in my opinion.
I don't know about radically, but he's better, certainly. We'll see. And it's just, I want to see a whole bunch more of this and see how it plays out.
You don't think he's either guy is radically better than Kenny Pickett?
Radically is a word that that's a big word. I think they're better. And again, we have more games to play. Like you say, change the week. Let's say it's a bad performance tonight. Are you going to change and say they're radically better if he throws three interceptions? I don't know.
Well, no. Again, a game could shape my opinion. But we now have seven of them in the books, and I'm really confident saying that both guys are way better than Kenny Pickett.
I would say they may never start another game. Yeah, I agree. But I'm just the radical part of that. We'll see. I want to see if Russell Wilson can do what he did a few years ago. Yes, that's a radical improvement.
How about last year?
That's not radical, but that's a big improvement.
26 touchdowns and 8 picks. He threw more touchdowns last year than everybody combined has thrown since Ben left.
We had a debate the other night about whether or not Justin Fields should come in if he's on as a backup. He's injured right now. I don't know what the extent of that is. Should he be in the red zone as the coordinator? And I say no to that. Russell Wilson is at his best in those situations. If I have him in the game, it would be some sort of trick play that I'm not sure how I would utilize him.
I agree. That's a moot point for this week because Fields is injured. Wonder Twin, I have no reads here. I feel absolutely naked. Did you hand me them?
I thought I did. I'll have to check.
Could be my fault. I'm very forgetful, as you know. 412-928-9370. Let's have a conversation. You out there with Bob Pompeiani.
And Joe Starkey. On the Joe Show.
Where do you place them in the AFC hierarchy? And that's a nice word, Bob.
Yes, it is.
And how significant is tonight's game in terms of shaping your opinion on these Steelers? To me, given what has happened in the recent past, notably last year, it's extremely significant. Because I'm starting to think that the Steelers could be a really good team. When you're plus 60, when you're beating teams decisively, you start to fit the definition of a good team. It continues tonight. It reinforces that idea or augments it, Bob. You have a crappy game and barely get by, or God forbid you lose. I start to change my opinion a little bit going the other way. That's what the season is. It's arrow up, arrow down.